I am strong. Every day when I woke up, I tried saying those words to myself just to start my day right and positive, I guess. And somehow it works for me. But every day is not a good day. There were days that I woke up questioning, how can I live without my mom? How can someone you truly love is gone forever and will never come back? Those questions that I can't really find an answer. This week was one of those days that even I tried to be strong, I just can't. The current Pope, Pope Francis, visits the Philippines for the first time and he made sure to make an impact each and every Filipinos before leaving, and I for one was affected by it hugely. Suddenly, all my strength was gone. He made me think more, cried a lot more, and questioned a lot more. And somehow, unlike before, when I did those things, the crying and questioning, I felt down and evil. But after hearing, listening, and understanding all the Pope's messages, I felt the opposite of being down. I feel energized and really feel good. Somehow, all the crying, thinking, and questioning made me more human and have the right to do it. I always hide my weakness. I don't want others to see me crying and down after my mom's death because I don't want them to feel sorry for me, or I just don't want them to change how they look at me. I want them to feel and know that I'm still the jolly person they know, but it came to the point that I really can't hide it anymore. The Pope's visit triggers it. The way he looks at people, the way he talks, the way he smiles, every little thing about him makes me weep. It makes me see myself as an individual, as a daughter, and as a Catholic. His words strike my heart and make me feel that whatever I'm feeling, good or bad, it's okay to feel it. That my questions were fine to ask, that my feelings were valid, that my actions were normal, that crying is okay, that hurting makes me more human. The good thing amidst of all of this was that I was alone when I crack up. No one saw me in my darkest moments, and somehow it feels good. But at times, honestly, I wanted someone to talk to. Someone who can understand my feelings, not only some online psychologist whom you can't really see. Someone whom I can call a friend.